Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
Of Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
So much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Church leaders question timing of BIS implementation before elections. Lusaka wards see road upgrades as local projects gain momentum. In foreign news, South Africa arrests hundreds in illegal mining operations. And in sports, Chipolopolo in Nairobi ahead of CHAN 2024 battle. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Some positive development for Lusaka residents towards John Howard in Chawama constituency and Justin Kawe in Mandevu are seeing action on the ground as road rehabilitation projects get underway. John Howard, Ward 3 councillor of Chawama constituency in Lusaka, has announced the upgrading of 6 roads under a local rehabilitation project aiming at improving mobility and service delivery in the area. Speaking to One Love Radio News, John Howard, Ward 3 councillor Poncilio Piri, says the upgrade includes the paving of Chila Road, Patuka Road via Distinction. I'll read that again. Speaking to One Love Radio News, John Howard, 3 Councillor Poncilio Piri, says the upgrade includes the paving of Chila Road, Patuka Road via Distinction, and Taonga Road, noting that work on the 320-meter Damikiso Road is currently at 60% completion. Mr. Piri further adds that grading compaction are ongoing in other parts of the ward, approximately 620 meters and a 600 meter stretch of the road in the farming zone, with plans for contractors to begin grading a 1 kilometer stretch leading to the local health post. He says all road rehabilitation works are expected to be completed within 2 months, and once finished, the roads will enhance access to critical services and improve movement for residents.
Then that's the other one, which I think it comprises of 4 roads. I think in total, I think it's a stretch of 1.1 kilometer. Then I think we also have another section of John Howard. I think this is a farming community. I think where we are just doing the grading. Okay, we have already done the grading of about 680 meters, which I think we have already done the grading and the compacting. And I think in the next 2 or 3 weeks, again, we'll be grading another one with a stretch of about 600 meters. These are the ones that I think are in the farming community, I think, where we are just doing the grading.
Meanwhile, Justin Kawe, Ward 24 of Mandevu constituency in Lusaka, has revealed that it is getting a major boost after Lusaka City Council Contractor Engineers Department begins repairing potholes from the Great North Roundabout near Heroes Stadium down to Kasungula Road. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Justin Kawe, Ward 24 Councillor Elijah Mwenya says the repairs aim to ensure that all potholes across the ward are fixed, adding that Mandaliso Road also requires urgent attention and is set to receive a much-needed facelift. Mr. Mwenya says that the rehabilitation is meant to improve road safety and smooth traffic flow, reducing damage to vehicles. He has commended the LCC contractor engineers for their role in executing the project. He further states that the ward continues to negotiate with Lusaka City Council through the Ministry of Local Government offices to finalize logistics with a target to complete all road rehabilitation works by the end of August.
The Minister of Local Government and Lusaka City Council will be more precise to come and do the approach for mending. So that is purely the Lusaka City Council and the engineering department that are doing that. Of course, through the effort pushing them, we brought that to their attention to say, well, this is what the problem that we have in the world. And of course, when you look at just in Kawamandevo, from roundabout up to Kasangula Road, the road is very, very, very bad. So I called the engineers to come and assess. They have done the reports and everything. So we are intending to do all the potholes from the roundabout junction up to joining Kasangula. That is the
Zambian reggae musician, a human rights activist and a recognized international labor organization, Child Ambassador to Zambia, has called for the profiling of sexual offenders to allow for easier identification of would-be offenders. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Maiko Zulu says in the community, it's easier for perpetrators of child abuse and sexual exploitation to escape lawful punishment because they belong to the same community and know which potential victims to be preyed on, and therefore there is need to educate children on how to identify such perpetrators. Mr. Zulu also says that the education curriculum needs to be enhanced to begin to infuse issues of child protection, specifically against child sexual abuse that is happening online due to access of gadgets by children, making them easy targets by pedophiles, luring them into such acts by taking advantage of the extreme poverty in their homes.
Another thing that needs to be done is that already the country has recorded a number of cases of defilement, abuse, sexual abuse of children. We need these people to be profiled, because if you go to public schools, we need to know if our teachers are some of the abusers. You know, it's much easier today to know a criminal within the community in Gatanabankuku, you know, they stole a chicken or things like that, but abusers go scot-free. And usually if it's in the education system, you find that they're just transferred. If it's in the army, they're transferred.
Now, in a sad development,